This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical on Robin Rippenbark. The first name is R-O-B-Y-N. The second name, the last name is Rippenbark, R-I-P-E-N-B-A-R-K, Robin Rippenbark. Place was Mission Point of Flint. Date seen was February the 12th, 2023. Interior patient profile. Mr. Rippenbark is a 53-year-old male. It was here following a hospitalization for aspiration pneumonia. Comparing up history of past illness, he had a recent stroke resulting in right side weakness and aphasia, and he also had dysphagia, period. He was on tube feeding, but he decided to try eating eggs at home, and he choked, and this was brought to the ER, period. There's no family that was witnessing this, and he did have expressive aphasia, period. Most information was obtained from the records, but he could give some answers in a yes-no fashion when asked, period. His speech is poor and is slurred and aphasic, period. He comes here on tube feeding, period. He was discharged from a subacute rehab unit in January of this year and completed a course of therapy from the stroke and discharge home, period. He attempted to eat eggs at home and was brought to ER. A chest x-ray showed a new left lower lobe infiltrate, period. He was alert and awake, and he still is alert and awake, period. He's able to nod and shake his head to answer some questions and sometimes give a word in a grunting fashion, period. He denies any headache, shortness of breath, dyspnea, or dizziness, period. He's here for further rehab, speech therapy, and for watching him on tube feeding, period. I believe there is a hope that he go home at some point, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional. He does not feel feverish, have chills. Eye, denies visual problems. ENT, he showed no signs of hearing problems or sore throat. Respiratory, no dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or dizziness or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding. GU, no dysuria could be elicited, period. He's continent, isn't he? He is continent of urine. Musculoskeletal, he's got increased tone on the right side and a contracture of the right hand. No acute joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis or clubbing. New paragraph, skin denies rash or itch. Endocrine, no known diabetes, no polyuria or polydipsia could be elicited. He's on tube feeding now, strictly, period. Review systems otherwise negative. New paragraph, past history is positive for stroke, seizure disorder, HIV, closed head injury, hypertension, carotid stenosis. He's had endoscopy and G2 placement in the past, period. Social history, he's a former smoker, no alcohol excess or illicit drug use, period. New paragraph, family history, he answered negatively when asked about stroke, heart disease, or diabetes in the family, period. He could not really tell me what his father died of and couldn't really verbalize any specific information otherwise, period. New paragraph, medications. Brivaracetam, that's B-R-I-V-A-R-A-C-E-T-A-M. Brivaracetam, 50 milligrams via D-tube twice a day. Omeprazole, 20 milligrams daily. Aspirin, 1 milligrams daily. Zyrtec, 10 milligrams at bedtime. Tylenol, 650 milligrams every 6 hours as needed for pain. Xanax, 0.5 milligrams every 8 hours as needed for anxiety. Brilinta, 90 milligrams twice a day. Oxbutynin, 5 milligrams twice a day. Singulair, 10 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 80 milligrams nightly. Trazodone, 100 milligrams nightly. Mirtazapine, 15 milligrams nightly. Melatonin, 10 milligrams at bedtime. Keppra, 2.5 milligrams twice a day. Let's change that. It's 2.5 250 milligrams twice a day. Tamiflu, 75 milligrams daily, twice a day for 5 days. Nystatin, 5 ml, 4 times a day, swish and spit. Dulcolax, 5 milligrams every 24 hours if needed for constipation. Paragraph allergies, codeine, Demerol, Flagyl, Novocaine, Versed, Zantac. Paragraph examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing, but is debilitated. Blood pressure 100 over 58, temperature 97.1, pulse 62, respiratory rate 17, oxygen saturation 95%. Head and neck exam. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extra ocular movements intact. Use normal inspection. Hearing was adequate. Neck supple, no mass, no nose, no thyromegaly. Lungs cleared to auscultation, percussion without labored breathing. No accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal, sonus 2, no gallop, no murmur, no edema. Pedal pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, and he has a G-tube. Neurologic, he's aphasic, period. He seems to be able to follow commands, period. His right hand is contracted, and he's weaker in his right upper and lower extremity compared to the left, period. Plantars are now going bilaterally, period. Musculoskeletal, no joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis. There's an absent toe on the right foot, period. Skin is intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. Sensation is grossly intact. Two paragraph assessment and plan. One, he has had pneumonia, possibly due to aspiration from choking, and has completed therapy for this period. Two, he has stroke with dysphagia and aphasia and right side weakness, period. He's here for OT and PT, period. He's on aspirin. He's on aspirin 81 milligrams daily and Brilinta 90 milligrams twice a day. Period. Two, he has hypertension stable with lisinopril 5 milligrams daily. Three, he has dysphagia and is on tube feeding. Four, he has a history of seizures and continues on Keppra 250 milligrams twice a day plus brivaracetam 50 milligrams twice a day. The latter is also for mood disorder, period. He's on atorvastatin for lipids due to the stroke, period. He's on Tamiflu for influenza until complete, period. He's on trazodone, 100 milligrams nightly for sleep. He's on Xanax for anxiety, period. I will continue the current overall management, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.